Behold, our hour cometh, yea, is now come, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I'm not alone, because the Father is with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
So here we are at the end of Easter. The disciples have found their Lord. I'll do a reading in a second, but they've found the Lord. Two of them in the road to Emmaus. So they came back together slowly. And those 40 days between that Easter day and his ascension was for the apostles basically, in many ways, a 40-day period of seminary study. Our Lord revealed them, told them what they had to do, told them what they had the authority to receive the Holy Ghost and to forgive those sins that they would forgive and to not forgive those sins which they could not forgive. And many other things they did. This is a busy month. It's a great time, a busy Sunday. Today we remember Rogation Sunday. We sort of the bookend of the spring planting and Thanksgiving. So these days in between are the growing season. So we implore God today. I'll read a prayer that I think is appropriate for this. O gracious Father, who openest thine hand and fillest all things living with plenteousness, we beseech thine infinite goodness to hear us, who now make our prayers and supplications unto thee. Remember not our sins, but thy promises of mercy. Vouchsafe to bless the lands and multiply the harvests of the world. Let thy breath go forth that it may renew the face of the earth. Show thy love and kindness that our land may give her increase, and so fill us with good things, that the poor and needy may give thanks unto thy name, through Christ our Lord. I think that sets a tone for the Rogation, that we're asking God for fair weather, seasonable rain, and the good fortune of the farmers. I think a lot of times we forget, especially people in the city. I talked to one person who said, well, I said, where does milk come? Well, it comes from that milk case over there. Okay, so how to get the milk case? Well, somebody brought it in a truck. Well, where did the truck bring from? It said someplace out in the country.
You hope you brought it in
the truck. Yes. I think we have to go back to where thinking about that there's all this comes from God. God gives my brother-in-law, Mr. Harry, and my other brother-in-law, Fred, were both farmers. And the work that they do to bring forth to the table is just stunning. And anybody that's been around the farm would know that. But people in the city don't understand that. Somehow, the corn is pretty. It comes in and the cows are out there. And you have all these pictures and children's story books about cows, but it's hard work. One told me one time, farming is, you have to be more of a riverboat gambler to be a farmer than to actually gamble. So we have to remember those things. So we talk about the Rogations. And then today, of course, is Mother's Day. Thank all mothers for what they do. Also, the month of May is the month of Mary. They call it Queen of the Angels, Queen of the May. And this is the Sunday, and that's probably why Mother's Day started in May, because the church way back May the month of Mary. So, of course, she is the pinnacle of what motherhood is supposed to be perfect in the way she brought up the Lord, to listen to him when he spoke, but to have him listen to her when he needed to. It was a very good balance of things. I want to read a reading about, here we've had these 40 days of Easter, and now, as the gospel shows, it's going to go away. The apostles scattered, yet he brought them back together after his resurrection. Now he himself must leave. He'll come back. But of course, as he says, we all know, if I don't go, I cannot send the Holy Ghost to you. He could, but he wouldn't. He couldn't do that. Yeah. There isn't anything he couldn't do. It's like elsewhere reading scripture. He forgets our sin. Not because he's forgetful, but he chooses to forget our sins. Chooses to forget our sins. Here's a reading from St. Leo the Great. Speaking of the ascension, it's titled On Rogation Day, a reading from the sermons of St. Leo the Great. The days between the Lord's resurrection and his ascension, my dear brethren, did not pass away to no purpose. Great mysteries were established in them, and great truths revealed. During these days, fear of the horror of death was taken away, and the immortality of the body as well as the soul was made known. During them, the Lord breathed on all his apostles and filled them with the Holy Ghost, and to St. Peter, more than the other disciples, he entrusted the care of the Lord's sheepfold, having already entrusted to him the keys of the kingdom. Now that's not to be confused with the papacy, as he was chief of the apostles, but St. Louis, Leo is probably thinking, but I think we understand it better these days, that he was the chief of the apostles. It was during this time that the Lord joined the two disciples as their companion on the road, of course, the road to Emmaus. And by rebuking them for their timid and fearful hesitation, he dispelled the darkness of doubt from all their minds, and our minds as well. Their enlightened hearts received a flame of faith. Cool before, they glowed when the Lord unfolded the scriptures to them. As they ate with him, their eyes were opened in the breaking of bread, opened much more happily to the revealed glory of our nature than were the eyes of the first members of our race who were filled with the shame at their sin. Again, our Lord being recognized in the Eucharist. They have talked before, and he talked, on the road to Emmaus, they're talking about this and that. Haven't you heard that this Jesus was crucified, and now they can't find his body? But then he made himself known in what? The breaking of bread, the Eucharist itself. Throughout this time between the Lord's resurrection and ascension, my dear brethren, the Lord in his providence fulfilled one purpose, taught one lesson, set one consideration before the eyes and hearts of his followers, that the Lord Jesus Christ, who was truly born, truly suffered, and truly died, should be recognized as truly risen. The apostles and all the disciples had been filled with fear on it by his death on the cross, and their faith in the resurrection had been hesitant. But now they gained such great strength from seeing the truth that when the Lord went up to heaven, far from feeling sadness, they experienced a great joy. Indeed, they had a great and mysterious cause for rejoicing, for in the sight of the vast company of the blessed, human nature was exalted above the dignity of all the creatures of heaven, passing beyond the ranks of the angels, being raised above the high seat of archangels, was admitted into the eternal Father's dwelling to share the glorious throne of him with whose nature had been united in the person of the Son. Can you imagine standing on the Mount of Olives? Our Lord, which we'll hear in the Gospel for Ascension Day, give you a preview of that. Because I think it's... I'll read that Gospel, because I think, you know, we won't celebrate Ascension Day together, but imagine being on that mountain, walking on, as it says in the 24th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke, starting at the 49th verse. Jesus said, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And he led them out as far as to Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continuing in the temple, praising and blessing God. Ascension Day, to me, would have been a sad day in a way. The Lord that I've been with is taken away from me, and yet there was joy because he had promised them, and they believed his promise. They had gone from hesitation to actually believing. You know, they could have easily said, "Well, that's good. He's gone." But they believed his promise. the Holy Ghost. In fact, it come down 10 days later. And now what we do when we recognize our sin, when we recognize Him in the Eucharist, it's the work of the Holy Ghost with us. The Holy Ghost is truly here, and what God promised, God delivered on. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.